The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Back again with my man Stucky from Kentucky. You know, rough loss the other night to the Dukies, but it is Coach K's last year. Kentucky be fine. You know, the SEC, they the favorite to win the SEC this year, you think, Stucky?
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, I think, is come the end of the year once Coach Calipari, his teams usually start slow. Now, a lot of times it's a lot of freshmen this year. There's also a bunch of transfers in the mix, and then he starts to have them rolling towards, you know, February, March. I think they're the most talented team by far in the SEC. Alabama lost a couple key pieces, but they looked really good in their opener against Louisiana Tech, who's a really good mid-major. But I think that come the end of the year, Kentucky should be the clear favorite to win the SEC. But yeah, it'll be an interesting conference for sure.
Yeah, well, let's transition to the National Football League. You can find Stucky every week, Thursday, Action Network podcast, talking gambling. We had a rough week. I know I did personally as well because I took San Francisco. And Colt McCoy beat the shit out of them. The Panthers, I wasn't with you on that one, and they destroyed, I mean, Sam Darnold, he stinks.
Well, but, yeah, the problem there is, and what I came on here and talked about, is as of Thursday last week, the assumption was Darnold was going to be out. And I don't think I would take 10 points with Sam Darnold playing a Bill Belichick defense, and then he ends up playing. Carolina defense plays well, but you cannot bet on Sam Darnold against Bill Belichick. He is still seeing ghosts.
He is. But Cleveland, they house Cincy. So we started hot. We're 12-14-1 on the season. Now, speaking of Carolina, they just signed Cameron Newton, who I'm sure won't play this week. But they're getting 10.5 points at Arizona. I read a headline that Kyler said his ankle feels a lot better. But I do think with that win last week, what would be the rush to push them, especially with the way Colt played? I this one would be a hard game for me just to gamble on in general. It's a big spread, Carolina 10.5 on the road. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I'm going to start calling some of these picks the curse of Middlecalf. I mean, I've in 10 years in the NFL, I haven't had two games where I knew the starter was going to be out, beat the close by 7 points, get the backup, and the backup rolls. Cooper Rush, I mean, it was so eerie that how similar Cooper Rush and then Colt McCoy were. But, yeah, I played the Panthers plus 10.5 here. Bonus, we know for sure Sam Darnold will be out. And the market kind of moved this line up. I don't think there's any difference between him and P.J. Walker. He's that terrible. And P.J. Walker at least gives you an option with his legs. But I agree. I don't think that – I think there's a chance that Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins won't play again. And if that's the case, the line will crash, and I'll have 10.5, and that's all I can ask for. The Cardinals are also really beat up. Rondale Moore didn't practice today. He has concussion and a knee injury. Buda Baker, concussion and an injury. They have
a ton of injuries
across the board. Yeah, and look, it's a semi-flat spot. You want to talk about the mirrors to the Cowboys game. Cowboys go on the road, get a win with their backup quarterback. That's like a team effort. Everyone is all in. We have to all step up. They come home, 10-point favorite. They lay a complete egg to the Broncos. They're down 31-0 in the third quarter. Same thing here. Go to San Francisco, team effort. And now you come home, you're a 10-point favorite against a team playing for their season. If the Panthers win this game, assuming Dallas beats Atlanta, they're in the seventh spot in the NFC wildcard race. But, you know, so number one, I think you might have a limited Murray or no Murray at all. If there's no Murray, this line is, you know, 5-6 points off. Even if Murray plays, last year Carolina beat up this Arizona team, outgained them 442-200, held Murray to 133 yards passing. He ran for 80. I don't think he's going to be running for many yards if he does play, because he's going to be limited mobility-wise, which just really crushes their entire offense. And this Arizona team is running really well. I mean, they have a lot of regression coming for them. I'll give you a couple examples. They lead the NFL in fumbles per game, yet they lead the NFL with the fewest amount of fumbles lost per game. Their opponents lead the NFL in fumbles per game and fumbles lost per game. I'll put it another way. Cardinals and their opponents have both fumbled 16 times. The Cardinals have lost 2, 8%. Their opponents have lost 10, 65%. You see this early. Look, the San Francisco game last week, 3 fumbles in the first quarter. Arizona recovers them all. I mean, all of a sudden that game snowballs. Same thing happened in the Cleveland game. How about fourth downs? Arizona's 8-for-9, leads the NFL 90%. Opponents 6-of-20. 30%. I mean, these are game-swinging plays on fourth downs. Cardinals third down D, best in the NFL at 31%. Yet, if you look at their early down success rate, they're on early downs. They're 23rd in the NFL against the run, 27th against the pass. They're in third and fourth down, which are high variance downs. They're getting very fortunate. So I think across the board, there's a lot of regression coming for this Cardinals team, who's getting in these favorable game states early in games because of these fumbles, a couple of questionable penalties. They're just having things go their way. So I think that their numbers are a bit inflated. And their run defense is terrible. That's the thing you have to keep in mind here. McCaffrey didn't even play in that game last year. I think that that's what Matt Rhule's going to lean on here. I think this is a bit too many points for a desperate Carolina team against a banged-up Arizona team that I think has some regression coming. So I took the 10.5 here.
The fumbles last week with the Niners game, the first one, George Kittle has a sweet play over the middle. He like goes through 3 guys. The ball comes out. The second fumble is deep in their own, you know, red area. Ayuk makes this incredible catch.
Yeah.
Gets the guy out. Yeah. And then he goes and then he fucking hits it out of his hand. I mean, it was crazy.
And the third one, Arizona's deep in San Francisco's territory. And
they fumble
in the San Francisco guy's hand, and it pops out somehow. I mean, so these are the things. And look, those are 14-point swings 3 times.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the game is out of reach. And then teams can't run on Arizona because the game – and that's – Arizona thrives on their pass rush.
When you're down 14 points in the second half.
Yeah, then you have to abandon the run. Teams like San Francisco, Cleveland, who can really – I mean, this Arizona run defense is a bottom – 10, maybe bottom 5 unit, especially without Watt. So I think if the Panthers can keep this close, don't fumble. And hey, maybe the Cardinals will lose a couple of these fumbles. I think the Panthers, I wouldn't shock me if they pulled off this upset.
Okay, the Saints at Tennessee, you know, it it's weird. Obviously, the Saints get that ass kicking. They beat the Bucs, and then they come back and they lose to the Falcons at home. Tennessee is just beating every good team every single week pretty easily. It's kind of nuts. I guess I would take the Saints here, just kind of shorting Tennessee. They're just bound to, even if they have a great season, 12-5, they're going to lose some games, right? Well, this feels a little bit like a spot maybe they just run out of juice.
Yeah, I took the Saints plus +3 here. I have the Saints rated higher than the Titans. I mean, the Titans are 7-2, and you have to give them credit for some of these wins. Now, they're running really well in the turnover department over this stretch, but, you know, are they going to run out of, there has to be a potential for fatigue here, right? You beat the Bills, the Chiefs, then you go on the road in overtime and you end your division rivals' hopes of winning the division. Then you go out west. Everyone says you have no chance in prime time and you beat the Rams. Now you come back home and play the Saints. I mean, that is a brutal stretch. So look, the Titans offense did nothing last week. Absolutely. Well,
can they win games without Derrick Henry with their quarterback throwing for 120 yards?
Not against great defenses. And the Saints arguably have the best defense in the NFL now that they're healthy. You can't run against them. And Tennessee can't run. But AD had 10 carries for 20 yards. So that really takes away their play action game. The Saints won't have to commit anyone to the box. And, you know, they have Lattimore who can take away AJ Brown. And this Titans team, you want to look at like projected wins. I mean, look, the Bills don't get a yard. The Colts in that game with some of the Turner losing overtime. You know, they're really running well in some of these close games. Projected wins, which looks at the post-game win probability, they're 7-2, but their projected wins are 4.5. That's 18th in the NFL. The Saints, meanwhile, are 5.6. That's 6th in the NFL. The Titans, despite being 7-2, they're being outgained on the year. They're averaging 5.6 yards per play, which is 22nd in the NFL. They're allowing 5.8. That's 19th in the NFL. So, you know, the Titans, where I do have to give them credit on their defense, is their defensive line, that they have been getting pressure. Jeffrey Simmons has been a stud. You know, you have a couple guys off of the edge and Landry that are getting pressure. That takes some of the pressure off of their defensive backs, which are bad. But, you know, the Saints have an elite offensive line. So I think they can neutralize that here. They can get the run game going. Even if Kamara's a little banged up, I think you're going to see a lot of Taysom Hill packages. I'm not a fan of them, but I think they can work here because the Titans' run D is one of the worst in the NFL. Big special teams edge for New Orleans. I think a coaching edge as well. And this is just a great spot for New Orleans off of that bad loss, which, look, 2 weeks ago they beat the Bucs. Really bad flat spot last week. Sean Payton is an underdog. 44-25-2, 64% in his career, covering by 4 points per game. Second most profitable at 140 coaches last 20 years, only behind Tomlin. Even better, Payton off of a loss, 49-26. Damn. Against the spread, 65%. He's 26-10 against the spread on the road off of a loss. So, you know, this is a great spot to back Payton, a great spot to sell high on the Titans, who have just been running well. And look, no Henry. The offensive line is banged up on the left side. And this Saints defense is legit. I think they grind out a win here.
Hi, it's The Herd for FanDuel. Monday Night Football matchup, Rams-Niners. Rams are -4. I'd probably take the Niners +4. It's a divisional matchup. It's perhaps Garoppolo's last start. He's fighting for his job. In this matchup, Kyle Shanahan has had Sean McVay's number. I do think the Rams were embarrassed. I would not be surprised if the Rams won and covered. But listen, same game parlays. There's a lot of different things you can go here. I would probably take the 49ers and the under, because I don't think the 49ers can win a shootout, and I think the 49ers know they can't win a shootout. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook's the best, easy to use, safe and secure, and you can win $150 in a $5 bet, seriously. Just, when you win, you can get paid in under 2 hours. Check it out, FanDuel America's number one sportsbook, $150 in a $5 bet, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. This is an easy one, right? 30-1 odds. I like the Niners, and I like the under. A same game parlay. Win some money. 21 plus.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying, Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game,
bro.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook, FanDuel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, I would not have circled this game, but you, I know you're fired up on it. But the Steelers coming off, you know, it was impressive win, and they let them back. But I thought they outplayed Chicago pretty easily if it wasn't for the special teams touchdown. And then the Lions, who, you know, are in complete shambles. They haven't won a game. They played some close games early, but they're coming off a bye. The week, I guess 2 weeks ago, the Eagles beat the living shit out of them. It's the biggest win for in Eagles history on the road. Absolutely housed them. And it's not like Jalen Hurts threw four touchdowns. He threw for like 100 yards in that game. I mean, they embarrassed them. But it feels like you kind of like Detroit in this spot. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's three for the money. And those two plays that I gave out are my biggest bets of the weekend. A lot of teasers. I like the Browns under. Action Network app, you could follow all of my picks. But this is the only other straight-up side that I did play. So I do have money on it, but it's a smaller play. I just think that it's too many points. There's a little value that I'm showing on the Lions for – number one, it's a good spot. You have the Lions off of a bye, just desperate for a win. And the Steelers are coming off a Monday night game and a hard-fought win that went right down to the wire. So from a rest preparation perspective, Lions are still winless. You know they're going to come out and throw the kitchen sink here trying to get a win. So you could see some trick plays, some special teams plays. You saw that when they went to the Rams. And this Steelers offense, I just don't know if they should be laying over a touchdown anyway. They haven't beat it by anyone by a touchdown this year. Ben Roethlisberger is playing very poorly. Anytime he's under pressure, he has an 11% turnover-worthy throw rate under pressure. And that's the next highest is Justin Fields at like 7%. So, and there's been a lot of drop picks. He's not playing well. The offensive line is not playing well. And they cannot throw it deep. I mean, you look at his average depth of target, it's 7 yards.
Well, he gets rid of the ball within like a second. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good thing for Detroit here. That's one of the things I'm counting on because the Lions have the worst deep passing defense in the NFL. Their corners are bad. They have the worst free safety in the NFL. And they cannot defend the deep pass. They're 32nd in the NFL defending the deep pass. They're the only team with an average depth of target allowed of over 10 yards. Steelers can't do that. Can't take advantage of this really bad secondary. And there's no Claypool now. They're deep threat. So at least the Lions are going to make them drive it down the field with short passes. You hope to get a couple stops. Look, you're catching 9 points with a total that's extremely low. The Lions have showed that they'll fight till the end, right? They'll onside kick it. They'll try to score to the last possible second. So if you're down 14, you can get a backdoor here. It's not a bet that I love, but it's a decent spot. Winless teams, by the way, after week six, 60% against the spread historically. Like, who wants to back the Lions here? So, you know, I think that the Steelers, it's not a great spot. Their offense isn't great. And I'm not excited to back the Lions here, but I do show a small bit of value and did play them. So that gets number three here. But I love the Saints and the Panthers significantly more.
Okay, let's go. This is my favorite matchup of the week at New England. Belichick, he's getting his groove. His defense has been great. They have a defined offense because they can really run the ball, and they don't ask Mac to do that much. Cleveland, who, as the time of recording this, we don't know the status of Chubb, you know, because he's vaccinated, he can test back in. But clearly, when he's on the field and when he's off the field is a big fucking difference for them. And if there is a chance that he's out, I mean, I would lay the mortgage on New England. Even if he plays, you know, Baker's banged up. He's clearly a shell of himself for most of the season. While he did play well last week, now that he doesn't have the Odell, you know, kind of drama around. But I like New England a lot in this spot, -1.5 at home. To me, this is just a Belichick special. How about you?
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on the side with Chubb's uncertainty, but I really do like this under 45. I played some under 45.5. Mac Jones has been okay for a rookie, but under pressure, as you'd expect with a rookie, he's been very poor. We look at last week. I mean, against Carolina, he did nothing at all.
He takes a lot of hits in the passing game for sure. I mean, he's got peppered.
Yeah, now you're playing a Browns team that's third in adjusted sack rate, top five in pressure rate. I think that the Browns have one of the most underrated defenses in the league now that they're healthy. Their secondary is healthy. some of their numbers are a little bit deflated because of, you know, early in the year, they were dealing with a lot of injuries, but they'll get pressure here and they can contain this New England offense. On the other side, I think the New England defense can do the same to Cleveland. And then when I look at this game, it's two teams that play slow. They're both in the bottom 10 of adjusted pace in neutral situations. These are two teams that are in the top 10 in rush rate. So you're going to have a lot of runs, I think a lot of punts. And most importantly, this clock is going to be bleeding. Teams that like to play slower and run the ball throughout the game. So I think this is a really good under spot. That's the way that I'm playing. I don't think the Browns defense is getting enough love. And I don't think that Mac Jones is going to do much. And the Browns run defense has been really strong. So I think this is more of a grinder. I don't hate your angle there, but I prefer the under.
Gotcha. Well, Stucky, let's get hot again. Let's make some money.
We will.
I'm going to throw a little cash on the Saints. You've convinced me. I like them in that spot as well. And have a good weekend. Hopefully your Kentucky Wildcats can get a win coming up.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy your weekend and good luck.
Adios.
The Winter Olympics are streaming on Peacock live. Your all-access pass to stream every event every day. The Winter Olympics on NBC and Peacock.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.